Good. We'll go into word today with you. And it's a very unique word this morning, those who were the first service. We'll go into a topic, a very important topic that I've never heard sermons on, honestly. I'm a person that I don't like to repeat myself. I like to take a topic that nobody preached about that. And I like to get into it and to put it apart. First of all, I want to understand a certain truth. And when I understood that, I want to transmit it to you. The knowledge transmitted, this is how the revelations are given. This is how the Lord leads us. Therefore, we always ask fresh revelations from the Lord, something that we've never experienced. Not because you don't like something old, but because we are the people who always dream of something new. Why do you like a new car? Why do you like to move the furniture in the house? Why do you need to buy new shoes? Because your old shoes, you're tired of them. So we always like something new. And the Lord says in Revelation, I'm creating everything new. And we're created like in the likeness of God. That's why we want always something new. And I call this topic, Who You Are or Know Yourself. And the further the deeper you communicate with people, the deeper you understand their lives, their situations. I've noticed, especially in Christianity, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, disappointment, failure, debts, divorces, all kind of things that hinders and destroys our lives. And I was asking the Lord this question, why is all this happening in our life? And one night I was playing with my cat, a revelation came to me. I was on my sofa, my children around, a cat, and the Lord told me, and this is happening only for one reason, because you and I, we don't know ourselves. I will reveal this thought a little bit. What does it mean to know yourself? To know yourself, it means to know your tastes, what you like, to know what you don't like. We are people who all of our life taught the opposite thing. Humble yourself. Be that person or the other person, all of our lives we wear a mask. A mask of something that I am not. And the church and family, among friends, at work. We always, the person dedicated, committed his life 10 years to a certain ministry, to a church, to a mission, to jump. And then after 10, 15 years, he realized that this is not his place. Every time he hates what he does, where he goes, what he does. He's doing. Why don't you know yourself? Why don't you know your inward being? You try different things. You commit to certain things that you shouldn't commit to. And then after a certain time, you are disappointed. And then you say, Lord, what's happening with my life? It's very simple, my friends. Do you know yourself? Do you the knowledge of yourself? It's a very interesting thing. Even the Greeks long ago, people who lived thousands of years ago, they've realized this wisdom. In Latin language, it sounds like this. Nos quidito ipsum, know yourself. Latin expression. And you know, Apollon said, one of the wisest men who lived long ago, know your soul. For the body is like a vessel, or like like a bottle for the soul. Sometimes we feel like our attraction to certain things. I like something. Yeah, I liked something. I'm attracted to something. I love this thing. But let me explain to you, as soon as you are born, as soon as you're created in the womb of your mother, you are already a soul, a character. And the problem is for you to learn from this situation, to know yourself. You say, I love classics. Huh. You know why you love classics? I'm telling this kind of people now, you love classics, okay. I'm listening to it all the time. Okay, if you love classics, then now you can love another style, like another music. No, why don't you love heavy rock? That's not for me. Why? Because I can't hear that. Why? Have you ever asked yourself, why can't you listen to rock? Or the contrary, you can't listen to pop music. The truth is that inside of you there is nothing in your soul that consumes this type of music, and it doesn't fulfill anything in your soul. As our spirit, I want to speak mostly about the soul today. We need to understand that the soul is who you are. The will, the feelings, the mood, the tastes, everything that I want. I'm talking now to mature people. I'm not talking about the lust of the flesh. I'm not talking about I want to smoke, to get drugs. I'm talking about those persons who are mature in God. I'm talking about the soul. I never knew that I love serious sports car. I'm not talking about Honda Civic. Okay, I'm talking about serious sports cars. How did I realize that? I didn't know if I loved them or not. I didn't understand anything. I was driving one junk, and then I moved to another junk, piece of junk, and then I moved to a better piece of junk, and then I came to dealership and I decided to make a test drive of a good car, Porsche. And after that, in my life, something happened. You don't understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about simple things. Now, we'll go a little deeper. You don't understand when I sat in that car, I put my seat belt, and I pressed the pedal, and my soul, something was fulfilled that nothing else could fulfill. Happiness occurred in my soul. I don't know what is the reason for that. And so you found that you loved long ago. I like this type of houses. I like this color. I've noticed that I don't find this now, but it was all inside of me. It's impossible to make me dislike that, deny that. I deny, but I want. We're not talking about the lust of the flesh. I'm talking about your soul, about your will, about your emotions. What is this? Do you know yourself? Because you don't know yourself, you suffer. Two young cucumbers got married. Everything was okay in the first honeymoon. Everything was perfect. There was no problems. We lived one soul. And then something happened. So the caca that is called life. And when you woke up, after 2-3 months, you've realized that you shouldn't play the role. Then the divorce happens. Do you know why the divorces happen? Two people come whose love was based. He's got a manly chin. He's got wide shoulders. She's got such beautiful legs. What a breast! What a shape! And what's next? She's got such a beautiful voice. You know how this voice is gonna scream. You know how these muscles will be hitting in your face. What is your love to this person based on? I don't know. When I'm looking at her, everything inside of me, butterflies fly in my soul inside of me. What? This is happening because you don't know yourself. How do you know that this person that you didn't spend anything, you're saying, this is my... I was talking to an honest man, and he said, no matter who I look at, everything is mine. I'm not talking about you. You understand? What it means? It means that divorces... He is ugly, she is bad. They don't like each other. No. Two persons came together that completely don't fit each other. Neither him nor her is bad. There are things that she can't fulfill in me and I can't fulfill in her. We are completely different. We don't suit to each other. We don't know anything about each other. And only after a while I start finding how I stuck. I'm not talking about your wives. We don't have these kind of things. We all live according to the will of God. And you know, there is one company. It's called eHarmony. Who knows it? Commercials. They say it's a Christian company. They don't accept bad applications. It only accepts people with a good background. Well, clean morally. And the most interesting is when I followed how they fill in this application, they show this commercial, how these people come together, how they have an interesting sight, they witness success. It's unique that these people simply take the application. You fill in a certain number of questions honestly about yourself. If you like to sleep till noon in your bed, it's better that you put this down, because they will find exactly the same. They bring exactly the same wife, and you'll be sleeping together till noon, and no one will be tormenting you. You understand? The truth is that when these people take this application and fill several sheets of this application about themselves, what I like, the smell, do I feel like a strong-willed person, do I know to cope with the money in the right way, what I like, what I don't like, nervous. You feel this is a very honest application. It's even cooler than the encounter. You have to share everything, and the more honest you will be. You know, I've realized one thing. The computer has more brains than our Christians. They come together according to the prophecy. You understand what I'm talking about? Some old woman was hit by something and she's seen something. I've sat with so many people who got married according to the prophecy. I hate you. What kind of pit? I don't love you. And with the computer, the more honest you are, the computer extracts the information about your soul. And the most interesting thing, you are angry. I mean, sometimes you get angry. And she's filling another application at the other. How do you support hot-temperedness? Okay, I'm a very positive person. My father was hot-tempered and I got used. Okay, here we go. And they got married. He is hot-tempered, shouting, everything is... And she's very calm. She's... Peter, are you calm already? It's not like that. Usually, either two accelerators or two brakes, and that's why the car is not going ahead, because two brakes can't drive the car. Two brake pedals. He's going on her, and she's going on him twice. Then there are fights. You understand what I'm talking, church? And what's happening? It's happening that we are trying to do something, we're trying to go somewhere, we don't know why are we stuck. We get stuck because we don't know ourselves. If I knew myself, I wouldn't go further. You understand me? You're stuck because you feel the credit history. If you knew yourself, you don't pay debts. If you collect everything. You say, I'll probably not take this because this is a spot in my life. No, it's okay. I'll correct myself. No, you won't correct. You'll take another credit and then another credit that will cover the first credit, and so you are in trouble. We don't know ourselves. Some people say wisdom comes with the age. Sometimes a person said that age comes by itself without the wisdom. And something is happening. I would paraphrase this this saying that wisdom comes with age. Okay, you wise person, explain me what wisdom is. Tell me what wisdom is. Wisdom is to be smart. Now tell me what it is to be smart. I'm not smart. Explain to me what it is to be smart. I'm walking, so I became smart. What is wisdom? Have you ever thought he's a wise person? How do you know? Maybe he's just read a lot of books. She's so smart. He's been to university and he's smart. What is wisdom? Wisdom, my friends, I would paraphrase, I'm just a man, is knowledge of yourself. How much do you know yourself? The more you'll be surrounding yourself with what will be satisfying your necessities. And I'm not talking about sin, about flesh. I'm talking about yours, the needs of your soul as a personality that likes this or that. No, we don't. This is not allowed. Everything we've nailed everything to the cross, even the soul. How to live? Be a spirit. The spirit lives as long as he flies. Okay. Let's see what's happening. Interesting and simple things happening. When you don't know yourself, you'll buy a car that you don't like, and you'll be speeding at it instead of driving the car. Driving the bicycle for half a year and then buying something that you like. You've changed a ton of clothes. Not because, but because it doesn't suit you and you don't like it. Hundreds, thousands of dollars maybe are gone to garbage because you don't know yourself. And it's not just clothes. You take anything you want. Do you know yourself? I want to know who he is. You don't know. You don't need to know who he is. Know yourself and he won't be besides you. My friends, are you all here with me now? It's not long ago I've realized my tastes. I'm a young person. I'm 33. I'll be 34 soon. Just not long ago, I began to realize my tastes, things that I like, restaurant that I would eat all the time, the taste of exotics, the taste of animals, taste of car, taste of shoes, taste of all the things that surround me. And I ask myself this question, why do I need to have those things that I don't like? Why do I have to be with those people that don't fulfill me but torment me? Why should I work at that job that I can't wait to finish this job? Why? Because you start understanding yourself and you've realized one thing, you don't like that. The problem is in that you're stuck in what you don't like. I like Americans. They're very wise people. That's why we're all here with wise people in this country. I've seen Ukrainians. Oh, these Americans, they don't understand anything. I want to hit them and want to ask them, which country did you come to? Why Americans don't go to Ukraine? You know? It should be a lot of revelations from the Lord for an American to go and to missions to Ukraine. Why? Why is that? We're in a wise country. There are some shortcomings, like in every place, but I like as they everything they did. Everything is beautiful. You're accepted to a job. You are given a month. You like this job or you don't like this job. He's watching you. You know this thing. You come to job. Resume. Why he needs your resume? To see who you are. Do you suit with your qualifications? We are Russians. We all enhance our resumes. We make up our resumes. They can check anyway. You've graduated everything in the world. I'm shocked. Doctor of sciences. The person is watching, and you're given a month. You're given a month to try to see the team. I've seen people who worked at the hardest jobs. And when they moved to a position, they worked at the... They received five times more, but the work was easier. But they were not satisfied because in the place where they worked harder, they had a team that satisfied him. He gets five times less, but he's happy in his life. Why? He'll say, I will never in my life go to pit. Someone is dreaming of becoming a miner. The most important is not to make all the people the same. Give every person the possibility to find himself. How many people wanted to change my clothes to teach me preach correctly? I'm not easily taught. Why? Because I know myself, and I know one thing, that if I will be doing what they tell me, this is fake. And I know one thing, that only those will come here who are like me. And only with them I want to spend my life, to go, to pray, to shout, to fast, to conquer. The rest is none of my concern. We need more people. No, we don't need more people. We need less people, but quality people. People who will follow me to fire, to water, and to death. People who have a dream like mine. I'm sitting with my team in the car, and there is a hard rock playing that I like. They don't need to change the disc. We are the same. You like classics? It's okay. Learn the violin. No problems. Listen to it. I have nothing against it. I simply want to say that I want to walk with those who are like me. It's about all the areas of our life. If you don't like fishing, why do you go there? Why? Oh, no, my friends are going there. Listen. Do something that you like. I like to restore something. I like to paint. I like to go to yard and the earth. Doesn't matter what you like. Just start knowing yourself. And in every day of your life, every month of your life, you'll be getting happiness. When you will know yourself, people like you will be around you, and you'll be going together where God will tell you. It's also about your wife, your family, and those who you are married. You shouldn't be looking who has a better butt. You have to look for someone who is like you. You have to share your life with that person. You're not getting married for 1 year. It's not a trial period. It's your life. That's why be careful. Look very careful. What's happening in your life? I've noticed one thing. The more I understand myself, the happier I become. Because I start surrounding myself with things, and strange miracles start happening around me. People come in my life. Do you know why you hate everything around yourself? You made yourself something that you hate. And people who are fake came around you. You're all playing the puppet show, and you're cursing each other behind the back. My friends, I just love the truth. We're simply talking right now. Yeah, it's like I'm on the sofa now, and I'm talking to you. Simply telling you that there are moments that you need to know yourself. Stop running around, jumping around. And I've noticed when people on this eHarmony, for example, they filled in the application here and there, you can go and look their statistics. They simply have, they practically have no divorces in so many years. Because if you are speaking honestly, computer have more brains to pair you with someone who is like you. Oh, this is so not spiritual. It's even less spiritual if you live with the person that is not like you. It's written, he who doesn't have wisdom, let him ask. and God will give. If you don't have wisdom, fill in the application. Oh, this is internet, this is so bad. My friends, what God will tell you, you do that. Now my life is unique. When we got married, there was no internet, no sites, nothing. For some reasons, I knew, some people shared with me. They told me, if you stuck with your family, you'll stuck with your whole life. That's it. And I was very scared in my life. And I started to fast. 1 year I spent in fasting and prayers, simply to tell the Lord one thing, give me mine. And you know, when we came together, oh Lord, God is joking. When we came together, we both played the role. Both. We didn't know exactly who we are. I thought, what a wife. She's so silent, she's so shy. She thought he's such a gentleman. Oh yeah. Flowers, everything, beautiful. Yeah, the first couple of days, you understand? We played professionally. Not just me, we both played the role. We were professional players. We stopped our feelings. I mean, we hid our feelings. We did everything to like each other. But then we didn't resist. First I didn't resist, and then she didn't resist. And then I realized that that was God's plan, and we are there. And I realized that I'm worthy of her, and she's worthy of me. Amen. She's suffering so much because of him. You know, when God will put it together, you'll both suffer in turn, because everything is balanced with God. And don't describe me pictures. But when God will, when you will get used to each other, you will know. She will know if she does something, this will burst you, and the same with you. If I will do something, she won't like. The married people can understand me, amen. And so we have this kind of life, but we are happy, we are both happy. Nervous people have to be put together with nervous people. Calm people have to be put together with calm people. So if God gives you something in your life, except even if for the first sight it seems like it's not yours completely, but it's exactly not what I planned. But I guarantee to all those who got married, it's not what you planned. We all got to know each other afterwards. And everyone honestly said, amen. We'll know each other better afterwards. I've never seen a situation that people are the same after 10 years of marriage. It's not you. When I look at the pictures, I'm scared. It's not me. Most interesting is the same is with your ministry, with your surrounding. Know yourself. It's very interesting. You can know yourself automatically. Simply look around yourself. This is 100% truth. It's you. You are around yourself. It's just in other people. It's very simple. And if you don't like those you spend time with, ask God that. Maybe He will change something inside of you. Maybe something will change, will be changed inside of you. Know yourself. Why there are divorces in the family? When you married, you didn't know yourself, your tastes. When you got to know yourself, you realized that you got in touch with the wrong person. But we like to make everything smooth. God is everything is okay. God is having mercy. No, stop. Stop lying to yourself. There is sometimes hell in families, divorces, fights. Let's be honest. The doctor can give you the diagnosis when he will learn all the truth about you. Otherwise, he'll just give you Advil and will say everything's okay. He can't do anything to you unless you tell him honestly where it hurts. realize that you're stuck with the wrong person. Then you try to change the person. Then everything is the same. I will be a good wife. No, you'll be that wife that you are. So I'm telling you seriously. Men, wives, boys, girls, those who are not married, I'm giving you tips that no one gave me. Seriously, I just grew. I prayed with the trial and mistakes method. But I just realized the principle of my life. I don't know myself completely, but I've realized that everywhere I have to be myself. If you don't like who you are, it's better to separate right now than to torment each other the whole life. Why to put on a tractor bicycle wheels and to pray it will run this time? No, this time will run. No, it won't run. It will break as last time. No one can play a role for a long time. The role is ending. You come out of yourself and you show what you're able of. They simply see who you are. You see who you are. When you know yourself, you know your tastes. I like it so much. Therefore, in America, it's very unique and simple. Because for all the cases of your life, there are churches, there are ministries, there are all kind of things that you have to learn and realize. But I want to tell you right now, jump only there where you know that this is yours for 100%. Now, with this person, I can connect my destiny. This is my church exactly, and I don't have to transform the pastor, to change the pastor. It's easier to change my pastor and to settle down, to change the church. Why should you sit there and get angry? Oh, he said that again. Why? I will say again and 50 times till the end of the sermon. Next time, too. So why should you get angry? Why should you... Yeah, find yourself. Recognize that this is not yours. So simply know yourself. Happy are those who got to know themselves. Happiness is to know yourself. And every minute, some people are watching you. Do you need this? Do you need to work in the dirt? My mother comes to me. She says, I'm visiting you. Okay, she's coming, she's coming. I don't know where she is. I'm looking. And she's in the garden. She's working in the garden. Mama, you came here. Okay, I'll come. I can't go to the garden. When she sees the yard, she sinks into it. She jumps into the yard. This is her soul. She likes flowers. She hates weeds. Simply love yourself. I'm enjoying myself. She's in the yard with the hands dirty and smiling. The person is knowing herself. Wisdom comes with age. With age comes knowledge of herself. And the younger people, the faster they get married, the older they get. The older they get. Oh, you're 40 years old. It's time for you to get married. You understand? I don't like this. I don't like this. She will turn around. No, it's not that. No, not because she's bad or he's bad. He realized himself. Beforehand, he liked everything. He was like the dog. Everything suited him. Afterwards, he've known himself, and this is not life. He realized this is going away very fast. This is not the destiny who you will be living with 24 hours, 7 days a week, who you will be spending your evenings with, who you will be spending your talks with. Does your partner understand you at all? Mm-hmm. Telling you honestly, how people is unique. I don't have to. it's coming out of me. You think I'm joking? I'm telling the truth. I'm telling you phrases that are really in reality. That's why I said from the start, I don't play the role. I'll be myself at home, in the car. Be myself in my vacation. This is my life. This is my destiny. Why surrounding myself with something that I don't like? I'm making you unhappy. I'm making me unhappy. Maybe you will come out of this topic. You'll start looking at yourself and at the world with different eyes. That's it. When a person becomes more mature, it's more difficult for him. He doesn't like that, he doesn't like this, he doesn't like this and that. That's it. And you're looking and you say, how is this possible? And you've noticed when people, when more mature people come together, many things coincide. They suit each other much better. They don't run after the shape or she married him because he had a cool Nissan. After 5 years, this is a heap of junk. You live with a person on Nissan. That's a revelation from heaven. He's driving the bike. Oh, whoa. Got down from the bike. He fell down from the bike and that's it. That what determines your taste? That what you're looking for? I understand. When you're 18 years, you think with just the part of your brain that responds for instincts. The more mature a person gets, that brain starts working. They say, I want, but I won't take. And when you're mature, I don't like this, and I won't take this. You've understood yourself. It's a very simple topic, isn't it? It's very easy to understand. But I believe that you'll start learning yourself. I don't like these shoes. Don't walk in the shoes that you don't like. A person came to me and said, Pastor, it was said with a big love. You look a little bit not like a pastor. I imagine yourself on a bus with the stickers of the church. You're always in a jacket with the Bible under your bus is full with literature, and you're sharing literature. You're praying for them, for all the people. You're very happy to help everyone to clean the toilets if necessary. I said, do you want me to become this person? Yes, I want you to become this person. For me, a pastor is something like holy. And she's sharing me, who am I? I say, what? I have a Porsche. 2000 watts system. Heavy rock. And I'm not going to clean the the toilets for anybody. I'm sorry, there are plumbers. You understand? I like exotics. I like loud music. You're probably young. You will say, no, I will be an old person. I'll live like that. I finally realized myself. This will go. No, this will not go away anymore. This is going away. That is going away. But when you find yourself, you're looking here sometimes at people. They drive on bikes. Old people. Gray haired, with these leather jackets, and they're driving the Harley Davidsons. What's that? An old person. They're enjoying their life. And you're sitting there. They're enjoying their life. You want to buy a little bike? Buy a little bike. You want to buy a big bike? Buy a big bike. Put a jacket, leather. Put an earring and come here. Oh, this is not like Christians. If you like it, go ahead.
Как это такое могло даже в церковь зайти? А он заходит с улыбочкой, со всеми здоровятся. Hi, thank you, Jesus. Мы с вами, может быть, никогда этого не поймем.
Sometimes we will never realize this. How people like to wear certain things and to behave in a certain way. He realized who he is. He is like that at home, in the shop. This is he. We've got to learn to love everyone. And that's why when someone comes with a ring, I say, good job. You like this? Yes. He nods his rooster hair. He likes it. Okay. You're a child like that. You have just hidden everything inside of you. You have hidden in you what you dreamed of all of your life. We've been violated by religion. We're staying there. We hate everyone. We hate ourselves. We hate what we wear. We hate where we go. We hate who we see. We hate everything. Everything makes us angry. Why? Because you don't want to know yourself and to let God discover your potential and your possibilities. I like the Old Testament. People enjoyed life. There was no form. Who made you ugly? Who told you that, no, they don't wear this, they don't drive this, and they don't talk about this kind of things at your age? Who told you that? And that's why someone likes to wear these rings, you see his rings and his nuts on the nuts on his fingers. I don't like any. Everything makes me angry when I have stuff on my fingers. They try to give me rings. No, no, thank you. Money's okay. I'm joking as usually. Finally, you are telling the truth. Listen to me, be yourself. Sit somewhere on your sofa that you don't like and tell God, ask him the question, Father, who am I? Am I created by you to be this person or this woman? I put this on because this is not proper for this age. Who told what's proper for what age? Look nicely. Now everyone will get used to this little by little. Stop playing the role. I hate roles. I love the life. I love the truth. I love happiness. I will never look at someone badly because they've been looking at me like that all my life. They try to change me. Let's read a short story about a very interesting person. His name is Saul. You know him. We'll touch the soul of Saul. He became king in just like that, without paying any price. He was following his donkey. Like in Winnie the Pooh, he was looking for the donkey. So Saul went to find his donkey. They found the donkey. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1 Samuel 22. Then Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought them into the hall and gave them a place at the head of those who were invited, who were about 30 men. Notice this. Samuel was the most famous person in that time. Samuel brought all the Israel to worship God. He brought the nation back to God. Wherever he would come, that was the most serious, the most strong personality. People were afraid. They were asking, why did you come here, with peace or not? He was like president. He was like a king. He was the most important person. And a simple guy, look where he gets. And I want you to follow carefully after he saw who he is. We'll read these verses and I will finish because the time is close to end. Gave him a place at the head of those who were invited immediately. And Samuel said to cook, bring the portion that I gave you, concerning which I said to you, set it aside. Then the cook took up the leg with what was on it and set it before Saul. Samuel said, here is what has been reserved. Set it before you eat, because it has been kept for you until the appointed time, since I said you invited the people. So Saul ate with Samuel that day. Very interesting picture from the very beginning. He is chosen by God. He is anointed. God chose him. The most interesting is that he wasn't set by God. The people grabbed him out of God's hands. So be careful what you ask from God. Give us a king. No, I won't give a king. Give us a king. You've got Samuel. So take this one. You want a king? Take a king. He was nice, handsome. You'll be a king. God said, give him a king. He was no one. That was a person that has the soul of an ant. We'll read these verses from the beginning to the end and we'll see who he was. I want to ask you a question. Do you know yourself? This person shouldn't have been a king. That was a person was forcibly taken out of God's hands. So God gave them a king, and they didn't know where to hide because of this king. Chapter 10, verse 14 and 16. Now Saul's uncle said to him, he came back, he blessed, they ate, he came back. He was told that he is called to be king. Where did you go? Look carefully. And he said, to look for the donkeys. And when we saw that they could not be found, we went to Samuel, and Saul's uncle said, please tell me what Samuel said to you. He was popular. Saul said to his uncle, he told us that the donkeys had been found. But he did not tell him about the matter of the kingdom which Samuel had mentioned. The first alarm. He is a coward. If Bush will come to you right now, will put you in a limo, will take you to the best restaurant, will tell you, you will be president. Oh, all Ivanovka will know about that. All the relatives, the cat will know. Why? Because you like this idea. Look at this song. Some people say he was humble. No, that's ballooning. He was coward. Samuel told him, you are king. He anointed him, showed him in front of all the elders, all the great people of theirs. This is who is chosen by God. Oh, we've already found the donkey. Donkey. But he did not tell him about the matter of the kingdom. Next verse. Samuel is talking to the people about they chose. Which verse is that?
Предстаньте передо мною, перед Господом, по коленам вашим и по племенам вашим.
24, and Samuel said to all the people, do you see him whom the Lord has chosen? Surely there is no one like him among all the people. So all the people shouted and said, long live the king. And Samuel told the people the ordinances of the kingdom. So they've been looking for Saul and couldn't find him. The king died. I don't understand. It's the day of crowning, of recognition in front of all the people. And Saul was hiding under a mattress. He was a coward. You know, this part of his soul, you can see all of his life. Listen carefully. When we read the Bible, we don't pay attention. Pay attention to what you read here. There is a lot of deeds of Saul here. So they ask the Lord, where is this man? And the prophet comes, and he is under mattress, the Lord says. Will he come here again? And the Lord said, he is hiding among the donkeys. Saul was attracted to the donkeys. Saul was a coward from the very beginning. He was a coward from the very beginning. His knees shook everywhere. This person shouldn't have been a king. He was grabbed out of God's throat. God has set this person a king. And see what happened. And the true anointed one was growing. And when God told Samuel, God himself told Samuel, stand up, fill your corn with oil, and go, and I will tell you who should the king be. You don't tell me who the king should be. I will tell you who should be the king. But I like this so much. Chapter 15, verse 24.
Ибо приступил повеление Господа и слово Твое. Но я боялся народа и послушал голоса их.
Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, I have indeed transgressed the command of the Lord, your words, because I feared the Lord and listened to the voice. Now therefore. Yeah, so he was afraid of the people. I feared the people and I listened to their voice. Again, king, the coolest man with the biggest gun, he is afraid of the man. You are king for many years, you've been a king, you're leading wars. I was afraid the people. I kept the donkeys. His soul was always attracted to donkeys or goats. He listened to their voice. My friends, ask yourself who you are. If you don't like who you are and who is around you, Holy Spirit can correct the situation. If you don't like who you are, God can correct the situation. And we are reading the last verses. Chapter 14, verse 10, 11. And the Philistine said, you remember Goliath, the biggest battle in Israel. Philistines came to devour Israel. King should go to die for its people. And what's happening there? It's the same as we always had. And the Philistine said, I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Then Saul and all Israel heard these words of Philistine. They were dismayed and greatly afraid. They were scared. They were completely shocked. They were in terror. See what's happening. Tell me, please, my friends, in all the history of David, was there one case like that never in his life. Most interesting was that who was David? Why did God choose him? Because there on the field with these wolves, he was dealing in the same way as on the field with Goliath. You listen. Your nature will always show itself. You should simply learn yourself. Give God to use you. And if you don't like who you are, tell him and he will change you. If you are a coward, tell him I am a coward. Look who is around you. As soon as David ran away from Saul, there was a company around him, and there were 30 men like him, or even more serious. They were fighting like no one else. These were the strong around David. But Saul and all the Israelites heard all of these words and ran away. How is the priest? So is the church. No one is paying price in my church. Are you paying price? No one is fasting. No one is praying in my church. Because you are like that. You understand that you are surrounded by those who you are. Change. Say, Father,
I want to learn myself.
Oh, show me who am I. Stop hiding yourself. Learn it. Know yourself. Is this something good or it's something bad? And change it if it's something bad. And God, give God a possibility to change your soul and to put you in the place where you should be. Stop wearing your mask. Amen. It took something for you. Give glory to God.